Okay, a quick comment here about this huge court decision involving the Second Amendment. Now, there was a lawsuit filed by, well, numerous parties. I think Palmetto State Armory was part of it. In fact, I know they were. Silencer Shop was part of it. And I'm a customer of Silencer Shop, by the way, because I've purchased silencers, or suppressors, as we call them. The Gun Owners of America is part of it, etc. It was all combined into one court case challenging the ATF and saying that the ATF had no right to assert a power to require tracking and documentation and filing of forms over suppressors and short-barreled rifles, or SBRs, as they're called, because under the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, I believe this is how it worked, the tax stamp fee was removed. See, it used to be a $200 tax stamp fee to get a suppressor or to get an SBR. And then you had to wait for approval from the ATF, right? I've gone through this myself numerous times on suppressors because I own some suppressors. Not that I even have any time to use them anymore, but I own suppressors. So anyway, the lawsuit argued that since there's no tax now, that there's no authority for the ATF to require, you know, the paperwork and the approval and the wait period time on this equipment. And guess what? It's a federal court in the Northern District of Texas, I think I have that right, that agreed with the plaintiffs and said, yep, there is no regulatory authority for the ATF to continue to require, you know, this paperwork. And the court stayed its decision for a period of 7 days. And this happened just a couple of days ago. So the 7 days has not yet happened. But at the end of 7 days, apparently, unless this is challenged, which would take it to the Fifth Circuit, and the Fifth Circuit is very likely to agree with this court, in my view anyway, but unless it's challenged, then this law or this ruling goes into effect for all of those who are impacted, or let's say the customers of Silencer Shop, customers or members of the GOA, etc., customers of Palmetto State Armory. And like, I'm all three, you know, so I'm definitely covered by this ruling, which means, now let me back up and say, I actually haven't had time to purchase any firearms for a couple of years. It's been kind of sad, actually, because I enjoy long-range shooting. I enjoy the math of the ballistics and, you know, the calculations of spin drift and, you know, ballistic drop and wind and everything. To me, it's a really fun cognitive challenge. I'm not a hunter. I don't kill animals. I shoot steel targets, right? I've talked about this before. And so I appreciate high quality rifles and also self-defense. Obviously, you know, I know how to run ARs. I know how to run AKs, not quite as well as the ARs. But, you know, I'm very practiced and accomplished in, you know, modern rifles and pistols and, you know, Glocks and ARs and whatever. But I haven't been able to purchase anything for a couple of years. Well, I should say I just haven't made it a priority. Even though there's a lot of new stuff out there, I mean, the stuff I have works great. I'm happy with the stuff I have. I mean, I have the trigger just right. You know, I have the optics just right. I have everything sighted in. Like, super happy with the stuff I have. I know how to run it. So I just haven't bought anything. Well, other than suppressors, I should say, I did buy a batch of suppressors because I was trying to replace my old suppressors. What were they? Advanced armament suppressors, which were quite heavy. I'm trying to replace them with titanium suppressors from Dead Air. And so I did buy a group of Dead Air suppressors. I don't know, what was it, like a year ago or something. And they're awesome. They're very light, but they're just sitting there in the box. I haven't even had time to use them, which is crazy. You know, I've been busy vibe coding. I've been building AI platforms and stuff, okay? And to me, that's really exciting stuff anyway, so I just haven't had time. But if this ruling sticks, guess what? I'm going to go on an SBR shopping spree. I got to make up for lost time. You know, I haven't bought any rifles for a couple of years. Geez, I'm way behind for a Texan. You know, you can't go 2 years without buying a gun in Texas, for God's sake. You know, they might yank my Texas citizenship if I don't stock up on a few rifles here soon. So that's my plan. And it's also a way to reward the gun industry and silencer shop, etc., who are working very hard and spending a lot of money filing these lawsuits, paying the lawyers, and working to protect our Second Amendment rights. And they deserve our support, frankly. And I know that not everybody listening, you know, you're not a gun fan or a gun collector. Honestly, I'm not either. I'm just a practical person. I don't worship guns. I just use them. I don't worship solar panels. Okay? But I have a bunch of solar panels. Why? Because I love getting free energy from the sky, you know? I have a bunch of guns. Do I worship guns? No. They are tools, practical tools. I live out in the country. I've got self-defense deeds. I've got to deal with stuff that happens. I need a bunch of different calibers and rifles, different distances, different setups, one for day, one for night, obviously. You know, I got like a night vision setup for self-defense versus a day rifle. I mean, these are different rifles. You need different rifles, just like you need more than one solar panel. So I'm not a gun worshiper, but I absolutely insist on asserting my Second Amendment right and supporting those companies and those organizations that also work to support our Second Amendment rights. So I actually feel like I should go out and buy guns just to support the gun industry, you know, really. And that I should go out and buy a couple more suppressors to support silencer shop, etc. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. You know, you're free to disagree. And some of you might live in countries or places where you can't own all this stuff. And I get it. I'm not advocating that you break your local laws at all. You know, do what's right for you and what is legal and safe for you. But I intend to go on a buying spree, honestly, if this becomes like active law. I'm going to buy SBRs, especially SBRs, short barrel rifles, where you don't have to have an arm brace on it. It's actually a stock, a regular stock on a short upper. And before now, you know, those have been highly, highly regulated. And if you got caught with an SBR that, let's say, you assembled yourself, which I have never done, but some people did that and they got caught and they got prosecuted. They went to jail for that, which is crazy. Well, that's why I didn't do that. I mean, I have arm brace pistols, sure, but I don't have any SBRs. That may change. So anyway, I just encourage you, if you feel the same way I do about this, you know, to protect your Second Amendment rights, you have to exercise your Second Amendment rights. And if you want a firearms industry to exist, you need to support them. And if you want the gun owners of America to exist, support them. I'm not talking about the NRA. The NRA is just such a disappointment. GOA is so much better. And there are other groups. I've even interviewed, for example, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO. That's a group of Jews that are like, we need guns, you know? And I think that every American should have the right to self-defense and the right to access firearms, you know, whether you're Jewish or not. That's not even the issue in my mind. Like, anybody that understands the dynamic of what's going on here should probably support the Second Amendment and should have firearms. That's my opinion. Whether Jews or Muslims or Christians or Hindus or whatever. I haven't seen a group, though, that's like Buddhists for firearms. I've never seen that group, but if there is that group, I definitely want to interview the Buddhist with an AR-15. I think that would be the ultimate integration of like spirituality and self-defense. It's like all things are connected. And I can hit anything that I can see if it's a threat to the Buddhist temple or whatever. You know what I mean? If anybody needs self-defense, it's the Buddhists, right? Because they keep getting stomped on by governments around the world. Anyway, well, so do Christians. What am I saying? I guess all religious groups get attacked by governments. But anyway, thank you for listening. I will keep you posted. If this goes through and I go out and buy suppressors, I'll show you what I get. I'm a fan of Dead Air. That's the company name. In fact, that's all I'm buying, or that's all I've bought recently. Dead Air suppressors. Their titanium models are really great, very lightweight, highly effective. Just make sure you understand, you know, you can't put a small caliber suppressor on a high-powered rifle, even if the bullet is the same diameter. Like, if you buy a suppressor for a 7.62 by 51 caliber, which in America we would call like a 308, you can't also just stick that can on the end of a 300 Win Mag rifle. You know, it's going to break the can. So you need to know what you're buying and you know, the power that it can handle, right? So just stay safe. Stay informed. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Brightvideos.com is where you can find more of my videos, and also naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. And hey, God bless the Second Amendment, huh? Use it or lose it. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.